CBS News on the hour.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Kobe Bryant fans are struggling to come to grips with his death.
Guy brought a lot of love and enjoyment to the game of basketball and us young kids and motivated a lot of people.
People gathered near the scene of the helicopter crash that killed the NBA great, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven other people. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
We do know there was an issue of visibility and a low ceiling. The actual conditions at the time of impact, that is still yet to be determined.
Correspondent Steve Futterman from Calabasas.
Talking to people who were nearby, they say they heard what sounded to them like a distressed aircraft. They weren't sure whether it was a helicopter or a plane, and then a giant boom.
They remembered Kobe at last night's Grammy Awards, Boys to Men. Hail from Philly, where Bryant played hoops in high school. Last night's big award winner.
And the Grammy goes to Billie Eilish!
She's only 18, won song, record, album of the year, and best new artist.
Mainly, I think the fans deserve everything because they're the only reason any of us are here at all. So, thank you to the fans.
Lizzo took home three awards. A bombshell from John Bolton as the White House gears up for a second day of defense in the president's impeachment trial. According to the New York Times, an unpublished manuscript from a book by the former national security advisor claims the president told him he wanted to continue freezing $391 million in aid to Ukraine until officials there helped investigate the Bidens. Political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
This puts the Republicans in a defensive position because all of a sudden, here's somebody with firsthand knowledge of the situation under consideration, the situation central to this trial.
The president tweeted early today, if John Bolton said that, it was only to sell a book. Senator Sanders, Warren, and Klobuchar had a one-day break to hit the Iowa campaign trail ahead of next week's caucuses. Our latest CBS News battleground tracker has Sanders with 26% support, Biden with 25%, Buttigieg with 22%, Warren with 15%, and Klobuchar with 7%. Numbers in the coronavirus outbreak continue a steady climb. At least 80 people in China have died. More than 2,700 around the world are infected. Five people have now been diagnosed in the U.S., one case in Los Angeles County. The L.A. Health Department's Barbara Ferrer.
The infected person presented themselves immediately for care at LAX Airport once they noticed they weren't feeling well.
S&P futures down 43. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio, honored with the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for overall excellence. Original reporting, right here on CBS News Radio. These days, consuming the news is a full-time
this
job.
This will be the first real
We've
taste of winter
weather. We've just learned that
police
are in
the
process
of evacuating 75,000 homes.
But with CBS News Radio's award-winning coverage, you'll never miss a story.
We are expecting an incredible day on Capitol Hill.
Every hour of every day, CBS News correspondents are on your radio and online, delivering comprehensive and original reporting across the country and across the world.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Singapore.
This is Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
This is Steve Futterman in Paradise, California.
Go beyond the headlines with CBS News Radio podcasts like CBS This Morning, The Takeout with Major Garrett, and Face the Nation to listen to interviews with some of the biggest names in politics.
Is this a legislative agenda or a platform for a presidential run for you?
Comprehensive coverage, original reporting from CBS News Radio, on the radio and online at cbsnewsradio.com.
Now the story of some car thieves with expensive taste.
Thieves in Detroit certainly know how to pick their targets. The Detroit News reports an engineering test version of the 2020 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray parked near GM headquarters had its wheels stolen. It was left propped up on cinder blocks. The car hasn't even been released yet. It's not even in production. That launches next month at the GM assembly plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The car starts at almost $60,000. It's been named the 2020 Motor Trend Car of the Year. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I've lived.
They're the place Frank Sinatra did it his way. The three ornate Italian marble toilets with gold lids from his chairman suite at the Golden Nugget Hotel in Atlantic City have been auctioned off for between $3,000 and $4,000 each. That's a bargain considering they cost old Blue Eyes $30,000 apiece.